you and me. We used to read together, every day together, knowledge. I really feel that you're choosing a dead end. You can't believe the good things he said. It looks as though you've let him go. And if he's real, you might not want to know.
Apologetics with an X, hard driving waving, or MP3-ing for you for another week. And many of you, of course, are feeling the vibe via your radio. Anyway, you listen to the broadcast, we love to grab your ears with the best parodies you'll find anywhere each week. Jay's the lead singer and lyricist for that Christian parody band, Apologetics. He's here with me today, Jerry Q, the DJ, on another trip down memory lane.
Say what? Oh, thanks, Jerry. Thanks for that. Yeah, well, today we started out with two brand new songs. Just came out beginning of the week. We have Burley for You, Goliath, from the perspective of Goliath himself, the big man himself. Parody of Burning for You by Blue Oyster Cult from 1981. And then we have what was a huge hit for No Doubt, 16 weeks at number one in 1996, a song called Don't Speak. Our parody is called God Speaks, and it's a heartfelt thing. I've had a few friends over the years, actually more than a few, several at least, who walked away, and it's a very sad thing. One who just died a year ago, and it's such a sad thing. I know Billy Graham has experienced that too, and others. It's just, oh my goodness. So that's nothing funny about that parody. It's meant with most sincerity, and the ones who are still alive, I pray for them every day. Cause I just, oh gosh. Anyway, as soon as I come up with next, we have a parody of Dancing Queen by ABBA. It's called Desperate Queen. It's about Esther. And after that, we have Dancing with the Ark. It's a parody of Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark, a number two hit for him in the summer of 1984. The only thing that kept him out of number one was his royal purpleness. Prince was number one for 5 weeks with When Doves Cry, if I remember correctly. I'm not being tongue-in-cheek there. I think that's, I followed the charts very, very closely back at the time, and I do believe that was the case. After that, we have Dumb Questions, a parody of Come Dancing by the Kinks, and Your Money Don't Last, a parody of Your Mama Don't Dance by Long Live Messina. And finally, Ballroom Blitz, done as Barroom Hits. It's kind of this is why we do what we do and how we do it. Parody of The Sweet Song from number four hit in
Bon Jovi.
Nice, boy.
What?
You'll see me after class.
Your money don't last if you have it all locked in the vault. Your money don't last.
management had the food and the drink and lived with ease. It was nice till he died, but then the guy said,
"How is hot down here?"
Ooh-wee, they're coming with heat. The folks will agree. And it's all because your money don't last if you have it all locked in the vault. Your money don't last if you have it all locked in the vault. The reaper comes around and it's time to go on the ground. Where will it go? You ought to know. Where will you go? You ought to know. Where will you go? You ought to know.
Apologetics with an X. You can hear us here each week at the same time on your favorite radio station. And if you want to hear it again or maybe missed a show, no problem. We are available on demand at www.angel95fm.com.
Yes. Yeah, it's, we want to thank all of you guys for listening out there. Jerry got some mail this week from somebody who says, "Hey, how about these archives? You haven't updated the archives in a while, so we're on that." We're delighted to hear that. One person said, "Look," he says, I have your songs, but I love hearing them best on the radio show," and that's just fantastic. We're delighted by that. These next batch of songs you're going to hear, once we put out last year, it's a parody of Jeopardy by Greg Kinn, and a song called Bethany. It has to do with Lazarus from the perspective of a sister, Martha, and then we have Mickey. A parody of Mickey called Nikki. It's about Nicodemus from Tony Basil. And Jenny 22. It's from Genesis chapter 22. It's a parody of Jenny, 8675309 by Tommy Two-Tone. And then Hosea, a parody of Josie by Steely Dan, about the prophet Hosea. And his girlfriend Gomer. Before Gomer Pyle came out, I guess Gomer might have been an attractive girl's name after that. It's like, it's kind of ruined it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we got Mary Mary, and it's spelled M-A-R-R-Y, M-A-R-Y, and it's a parody of Mary 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 by the Monkees, which is spelled the way you think it would be spelled, and it's just what the angel sends a message from God telling Joseph it is okay to marry Mary.
Joseph was spanked when his fiancée Mary was found to be with child. So he decided to divorce her and cry. But an angel came to Joseph in a dream one night to tell him that the Lord said it would be alright to
Mary, Mary, parents of boy too. Mary, Mary, plan to have it go through. This young thing's highly valued, and that is why I've been sent to tell you. Mary, Mary, parents are boy too. Mary, Mary, then you'll soon see what's said is true, not make-believe-y. From heaven above, God sends a Savior, and he'll deliver him by a virgin. Mary, Mary, parents are boy too. Once you're married, then he'll prove the girl you love is truly pure. She's done no Joseph. Mary, though pride you'll swallow, till God's cleansed your land from sin and brought Messiah to the sons of men. Mary, Mary, parents of boy too.
Jay, before we head to our last song set on this week's Apologetics for the Next Show, tell our friends how they might purchase some of those around, 700 songs you've got now that you parodied?
Yeah, that's right, Jerry. Well, the easiest way is go to apologetics.com. Just remember to spell it like the show, Apologetics with an X.com. You can get downloads there, and you can just make a donation and get whatever ones you want. You just tell us which ones you want. Or you can, you know, you can buy specific albums there, etc. Or you can go to iTunes, you can go to Amazon MP3, you can go to Pandora, Spotify. You can listen to our songs on YouTube. You can listen to the snippets on iTunes, too, before you get them. It's all kind of places. We're just glad that you want to get them. And, you, of course, you can always listen to them on this show here on Angel 95, Apologetics with an X. And we're going to close it today with three songs. I always got to look for what the pattern is that Jerry is making on these patterns, and I'm not positive about that. But and I don't want to like make one up and then find out it's just some cockamamie theory. But let's just say we have a parody of One Headlight by the Wallflowers. That's Bob Dylan's son Jacob and his band. Song's called One Headlight. And of Lightning Flashes, a parody of Lightning Crashes by Live. And then we have the Beatles, Here Comes the Sun. And our parody is called Here Come the Sun. It's about Jacob and his 12 sons.
resurrected. They just all act circumspect. Sometimes I think they like to watch us burn. But I've seen it all, and he's just like nobody else. Man, I've been changed, and I'll never be the same. And some will hear instantly, but in this drama's final scene, I think the skeptics might be killing me. Oh, hey, hey, hey,
sons, you can do it. Here come the sons, beside the Israelites. Israel father.
At this time for Apologetics with an X, right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week, right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.